Are we starting? It's only the same musical cue we've started 311 episodes.
Does it feel like we haven't done a program in quite some time? It does, right? Why is that?
Yeah.
Is it because we haven't?
We haven't had a good one in a while.
Hey. Welcome back to the program at hand.
We're home.
It is the After Disaster. I'm Anderson. There is Mike Carano to my right, and there's Ty, superfluous one, not playing any kind of effects.
Superfluous one.
Right away. I begin with the insults. I apologize, Tyler.
But if it's his fault.
It is his fault. I've brought in boxes, magical boxes that make musical sound effects and whatnot, and plugged it in. He's like, I will not touch this dusty box. This is not our sound machine.
I don't think I've said I won't touch this dusty box before.
Wow.
To know you brought your mom in.
Tell your mom to stop changing her lipstick, getting rainbow dick over here, you know what I'm saying?
You're listening to Wacky Weasel in the morning.
$329, $19 a month if you want to make payments.
Stop it.
The new After Disaster Premium Edition.
That's right. Yeah. It's $329.
Your mom, you know, she reminds me of Home Depot over there. 10 cents a screw, am I right?
I thought you were going to say it's because she got so many tools in her. You know what I said? Traffic.
I got nothing.
Mike Carolina with the traffic.
Mike Carolina with absolutely zilch.
All right,
nada.
Let's get down to terrorist talk all night.
I want to start off with a random fact.
I want to start off with my headphones are excruciatingly loud.
Me too. I'm turning mine down.
All right.
Have control over
I have no control. Oh, wait. I got control. All right, cool.
What?
Now we can turn it down.
Nice.
Hey, settle down, everybody. So, in true After Disaster fashion, Mike.
Yes.
The week after that goddamn Black Friday, which is everywhere. I mean, it's been everywhere for a while, but it feels like everyone got in on the Black Friday.
I didn't see that much of it because I anticipated when I was driving back from Arizona, as I have the last 4 years in a row, when I hit the outlet mall in Cabazon.
I'm talking about ads and billboards and signage.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not talking about actual Black Friday.
I split from Tucson at 4 or 5 in the afternoon, and I hit that outlet mall right about midnight.
See, Mikey Caroline does have the
why
traffic
Why is he
details.
Giving us his exact itinerary?
Well,
why
is that one of his go-to? I'm explaining the situation. The first time I hit that outlet mall on Black Friday, I was blown away.
Because
I was like,
of
what?
The insanity?
I saw the traffic from 2 miles. I'm like, oh, fuck, there's a huge accident. It wasn't. It was the right lane blocked up. Probably 2,000 cars that couldn't go anywhere because the parking lot was full, and I didn't know.
Well,
it was
I like the reasoning of those 2,000 cars because like the outlets already got like drop dead, you know, low prices on Black Friday.
I think they're just going to A&W.
Tyler,
or the dinosaurs.
I hate your joke. I hate it.
Or the dinosaurs.
And the dinosaurs are like miles away.
They're not miles away.
No, they're like blocks away. But I'll tell you something about that A&W. They don't know how to make a root beer float.
Oh, right. You know in the olden days that the frontiersmen in this country, do you know what they referred to the Native Americans?
Cabazonians.
Tree enters.
What?
Tree enters. Except they didn't say N-ers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where did you learn this?
Learn that on a fantastic movie called Irreverent. Everyone should be counting the days.
Did you say Irreverent?
No, Reverent.
You mean The Revenant?
The Revenant, yes.
Yeah, I heard it's good.
I heard you're looking for a new film co-host.
The
so
Revenant.
I'm trying to prove my worth.
I want to get a one of those, what are they called? Tyler, you're religious. What do they call those things? You open them up one by one?
You know what's called? A nativity scene?
Yeah, no, not a nativity scene. What do you call those things? You
Advent
open them up.
Advent calendar.
The Russian egg?
I want the Advent calendar, but for The Revenant.
I don't know what that is.
It's where you open the fucking little thing every single day.
There's a little chocolate inside.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those.
Got like a picture of Santa's face on the big 25.
They're religious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want one for The Revenant. Like the first one, it's just like an arrow. The second one is like a bow.
Which one's the bear rape?
There is no bear rape.
I know.
Everyone's said.
That's the funniest headline I ever saw, though, the next day.
God,
headline?
It's so
Fox
fantastic.
Clarifies that, no, Leonardo DiCaprio is not raped by a bear.
Fun fact, though. Okay, it's the greatest, not that there's a ton of bear attacks in films, but I can tell you.
There needs to be more.
With full confidence that the bear attack that you see in The Revenant is the greatest bear attack. Maybe the greatest wild animal attack you'll ever see.
Better than Grizzly Man?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we don't see that one. That might be
the
best.
That's why it's worse.
That might be the best.
No, but we don't get to. We get to watch Werner Herzog listening to it.
This is quite upsetting. I think it's raping him.
He says, destroy the tape. And I'm like, no, Werner, let me hear. All right, so it's fantastic.
I would have. I liked the bear attack in Grizzly Man because you wanted that guy to go.
Yeah, he kind of
needed him. What if Werner looked dead into the camera and was like, I can barely handle to listen to it?
Why? Why would he say that? Barely? He's making puns now.
Yeah, that's the joke, that this great mind is making ridiculous puns.
To listen to it.
So I can see how
easily. I have not heard something so terrible since
so grisly.
A man poured wine on my blanket.
All right, inside baseball. Callbacker!
When this asshole came over to me.
So I can see how, like, you know, some very foolish critics would think that it was like a bear rape scene. Because,
we're the foolish critics.
Leonardo's like on his belly at one point because the bear, it goes on for like, I don't know, maybe like seven minutes.
Ninja Turtle?
It's kind of like Irreversible.
He's on his belly and the bear's on top of him?
Oh, dude, it continues. There's two separate attacks within the same meeting. It's fantastic.
And
it's unbelievable. It's upsetting.
Is the bear thrusting into him?
There is some thrusting. There's a lot of groaning. And DiCaprio is making very similar sounds as he made as Gilbert Grape.
Okay.
All right. Remember when he played the mentally challenged?
He's pulling from the well.
And there was another movie, I believe it was called Total Eclipse, where he played it's a true story, and he, like, some famous writer had, like, a little boy plaything that he used to ass rape all the time. But it wasn't even rape. Like, I'm sorry, rape! We're talking rape! But, like, he used to have sex with this young Leonardo DiCaprio.
Against his will.
Leonardo DiCaprio. No, it was not against his will. Don't say it like that. Like, lovingly.
Against his will.
Well, I was trying to cleanse us of the rape blanket.
And there is a bunch of really uncomfortable, like, up-close shots of Leonardo DiCaprio's face just getting drilled, getting pegged, and making sounds. And he kind of was hearkening back to, I think, those scenes when the bear was attacking him.
If the bear's on top of him,
mauling.
You're telling me this bear pulled down his pants and got on top of him.
No, I'm not saying that.
It's a female bear.
It's not
bear.
A rape.
It's a female bear.
All right, so Black Friday, everybody. Black Friday.
Come on down. TVs are $40 off.
Wait, real quick. You're talking about the Indians?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Tree enters.
And going back to Thanksgiving, I thought the funniest tweet of the day was a tweet from the Washington Redskins Twitter account that was like, Happy Thanksgiving with their big Washington Redskins
Ballsy.
Logo. I was like, no, don't do that.
We need to make that our logo because they lost the trademark.
You know what's funny is I bought a giant, like joke dream catcher. It's in my car right now. It's like this big.
Okay, he's holding his arm about
and
3 feet.
I'm going to reprint.
That's not a joke.
I'm going to reprint the canvas with a big comic. I already made the graphic. I just haven't printed it yet. With a big cartoon turkey and put Happy Thanksgiving on it. And, and then I thought it's too late now.
It's a little too late.
But it's still funny.
You should just hang the 3 foot dream catcher from your rearview mirror.
I did when I was coming back from Arizona.
Wait till you're a trucker. And then
what was that? It wasn't even a joke. It was just a thing to
do. What if I go?
It's a horrible thing to do, though.
What if
it's
I go funny. American flag?
There's no room in his small Subaru cab.
What if I go American flag on the dream catcher?
The joke.
Is that good?
Why don't you turn it into like a trampoline and only let white kids use it?
That's not a bad idea.
Ooh, you should train.
He likes it.
Don't I turn it into a trampoline?
Right.
Train a spider to live on it.
Ooh, that's pretty good, Ty. That's good.
Not bad.
Black Friday. Where does it come from? Why is everyone calling it Black Friday? And why is the black community not getting up in arms?
Well, there's like in the red, in the black.
It's a financial term.
How'd you know? How does everyone know this?
Because we're not idiots.
Goes back to the 60s. And
contrary to evidence, we're not idiots.
It's where businesses finally went from the red to the black. And that was like their big sales day.
Yeah.
In the 60s. How'd you guys know that?
That's so tight.
All right, Michael's showing pictures now of.
I bought it at a rest stop coming back from Zony.
All right, you want to know?
That?
$20
oh,
only.
Oh hell yeah!
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You want to know what's
when you're driving down a dark road all by yourself? Do you sometimes hear?
You want to know what's ballsy?
Yeah.
Have you seen the new billboards around town? They're probably only like L.A., maybe New York, for Game of Thrones.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
That's ballsy.
What the fuck?
Pretty ballsy, right?
You know what? God damn it. I was going to cancel my HBO like a month ago, and I'm like, fuck!
It's just like a picture.
Jon Snow.
It's just a picture of Jon Snow looking down. It's hard to even tell it's him. Like, I thought it was a rock star at first.
There's a new one.
And it doesn't even say Game of Thrones. It just says HBO, and it has a date.
April. Yeah.
There's
a new one.
There's no other branding.
There's a new one that's his whole body.
Oh, it is.
Like, it's snowy landscape, and it's just him, like, walking up the snow with his big furry jacket on.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Or is he?
Well, the creator said that he's deader than dead, so I take that for...
Well, then why are they...
Deader than dead is almost like coming back.
Right. Well,
he's deader than dead. He's a ghost now.
Right.
Oh, spoiler alert.
You know what? Maybe the tears of a dragon can wake you from your deathly slumber.
No, but there's a bunch of white fucking walkers already.
Plus, isn't what's-her-face the devil temptress, Melisandre? She's going to come and bring back to life.
Khaleesi? No. The redheaded bitch?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would appreciate it if you not call my friend a bitch.
Oh, she's your friend?
Well, sort of.
What?
We've
communicated.
What are you
talking about?
We've
you
spoken.
Twitter pals?
Yeah.
What? Oh, look at that. Serious.
With Melisandre? Yeah. Is that her name?
Why are you corresponding with Melisandre via Twitter?
Why wouldn't you?
Let me clarify. She doesn't follow me anymore because I blocked her to be funny.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Like, I went through a bunch of people, and I accidentally unfollowed, like, 15 celebrities that were following me, and...
It's a very roundabout way of bragging.
There was no way I could go back and go, hey, can you follow me again? Because I blocked you because I wanted to post something that I didn't want you to see, which is the truth.
What was it that you posted?
It was just something embarrassing and stupid. It might have been promotional.
Look at him. So like all the little people that I don't know, they could see this horrific
thing.
Here's
what it was.
But all the celebrities who I look up to may not see this thing.
I think it was something promotional and I was embarrassed to promote it. And so I thought I'll block them and then unblock them. I didn't realize once you block them, they're gone.
Something promotional, Icky. Something after disaster.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was not. I think we could be pretty confident in the fact that it was not that. It was something for himself.
No, it was right before he promoted live tickets.
But we used to go back and forth all the time.
All right, well, how do they...
Carice Van Houten.
Do they have like an app which is like, as soon as someone unfollows you, you automatically drop them?
It does that automatically.
What? No.
How is that
When you block somebody, it drops them completely.
Yeah, maybe.
And I blocked like 15 people that I didn't want to see the promotion that I was doing.
Look at Tyler learning about his job.
Blocking someone doesn't make them unfollow you.
Yeah, it does.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
I'm going to go with Tyler.
Absolutely.
Tyler is like the doctor in this scenario. I'm sorry, but that's what he does for a living. He's a hashtagger.
I guarantee it does.
Hey, if we started doing asterisk instead of hashtag, would it work? It still would work. You could still just search asterisk and whatever the word is, right?
Well, yes.
Yeah. So I'm doing that.
But
that's what I'm doing.
You can't click it. However, you can use the dollar sign.
Instead?
But you can only do like four letters because it's for like money.
That's pretty great.
Stocks?
Yeah.
Oh, so like the stock exchange? Like
First time I ever saw it, I was like, it's pretty early on. I was like, I think like a rapper like hacked Twitter.
We should see if there's a stock that's the letters are AD.
We should start it. We should make this pop.
We should go public.
Podcast public.
I was in Costco a couple days ago. I saw a big Bible and it said AD on it, and I thought, those fuckers.
Yeah, you fucking stole that from us, you assholes.
I actually had that thought for
moment. Was it branded by that show? It was like the AD version of the Bible?
After death, probably.
I think it was just I don't know. I don't know. It said AD.
Because there was that AD series on NBC.
Well, I feel like
NBC.
We should sue them immediately.
I thought of you guys when I looked at an article that was on the front page of USA Today, and it was top 10 baby names. And,
why would you think of me?
I'll tell you why right now. Because there
number
was
one,
a sub.
Anderson, number two.
There was a subcategory on there. It said also top 10 weird baby names. And guess what? Three of the top baby names in the lower category.
Keith Anderson, Tyler.
No, they're all from Empire.
Oh, really?
I kid you
Hakeem.
Not. And there's also a lot from Instagram filters.
Yes. Yes.
Isn't that
I don't
crazy?
Even know what that means. Oh, like Inkwell.
X-Pro.
Really?
Lo-fi.
Juno is a big one.
Why would people?
That's
May
a filter. It's
Mayfair.
A filter. Yeah.
Awful.
Black and white. This is my daughter, black and white.
She doesn't see color.
Are you caught up on Empire?
I'm all caught up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm good to go. I was afraid that they're going to do the aggressive takeover right at the end.
No, they got
the juice early.
Yeah. The last three episodes have been tight.
Yeah. I'm still not in.
They reeled me back in hardcore these last three.
All right, but you know what? I'm more into way more than Empire because if it wasn't for the wife, I would have let Empire. I would have let it slip through the hourglass.
How can you say that?
Tyler, stop doing Lucius. wait. First of all, I want to talk about money and Mike. I got Mike some money tonight.
This is a weird sentence.
I know. I feel like I'm Mike's horse. I mean, pimp sometimes. So, real quick, Sex with Emily, for those of you who listen. This thing's going to air soon, right? This Sunday night, December 6th, 7:30. I think tickets are $20 at the door. Emily's having her big 10-year anniversary celebration. 10 years of Sex with Emily.
And we will be there.
At the Improv, and we will be there. And I'm actually going to be up there with her for part of the show. I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to be doing, but I'm going to be up there with her other co-host, Menace. So the three of us are going to be up there. And Drew's going to be up on stage at one point, Dr. Drew.
I'm here.
Catherwood's going to be in the audience. I'm sure he'll find his way onto the stage. And Emily wants still photographs of it because it's a big night. It's a momentous occasion. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, Mike's there. And he takes pictures, you know, for the
place. Yeah, I'll take some pictures.
So she's like, well, does he do it? I'm like, yeah, but he's not like paid by the improv to take pictures of you. Just text him right now. Say you're going to give him like $200, $250, and he'll come. So she does that.
Baller.
And Mike's response is immediate, and it just says no in all capitals.
That's correct.
Mike, take the fucking money. It's an event. She's making money, and she's going to use those things. Why can't you?
Can't do it because I'm anti-money. And tomorrow morning when I call the IRS, that's the first thing I'm going to tell them.
I called the IRS this week.
Yours was probably more pleasant than mine's going to be.
It was weird, but it was pleasant.
Why'd you call them?
Because I have automatic payments set up, and this month's payment was never taken out. Mm. So I waited for an hour on hold, and then Brian answered. And I was like, yeah, I just want to see
Brian?
If my thing's gone through. Well, he's like, okay, let me check. He goes, all right, I see your first payment, and your next payment's coming out on December 20th. I'm like, yes, but what about November 20th? He's like, well, I don't know. We're all current, so, I mean, you can pay right now if you want, but December 20th is going to be the first one.
This is the most boring thing you might have ever said.
If I were an attorney and I were giving you legal advice, I'll tell you.
I'd say pay
based,
it.
I'd say pay it, too, based on
because
my experience.
Because they're not going to give a fuck about Brian.
Yeah,
they're not gonna
and they don't care
shit.
What he says. And maybe
well,
he's
too late.
Disgruntled.
It's December. So.
Maybe
really?
He's disgruntled. Uh-huh. You should have recorded that phone call. Mm.
Or maybe like that's how like the IRS makes some a little extra cash on the top. They just lie to people.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Hey.
I just thought about the IRS outsourcing their phone service to India. Wouldn't that be ridiculous?
That'd be funny. And then they tax them hard. Let's just call them ERRs. Let's not talk about them.
ERRs.
Well, I don't feel like I should have to say the whole thing. You know what I mean? Gives them too much respect.
Wait, what were you going to say?
Internal Revenue Service. Why don't you take the fucking money?
I thought you were saying the N-word.
What?
Like 10 minutes ago, I was talking about how like frontiersmen of this country called Native Americans street
ERRs. I was like, what the fuck are you, what are you talking about?
ERRs. No, I'm talking about IRS. Because if you just say ERRs.
ERRs.
Like at USC, I call it USC because I don't like to say the full thing.
Yeah, I like that too.
I call UCLA UCLA. I mean, it's cool.
That's why I call Ford Ford.
That doesn't work.
You're right. Stupid example. Chevrolet.
I want to take this moment to thank Ty.
Is Chevrolet French?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
Chevy's not, but Chevrolet is.
Chevrolet.
What the fuck is that?
What do you want to thank me
for? I want to thank you for...
It's only bullshit.
No. It's not. Mm. I default to no. People who know me know that, and you guys know that.
So
and
do I, obviously.
When someone's trying to like talk about something good,
yeah,
and if I have not heard of it or I'm not familiar with it, I become angry.
Yeah, I don't
want to
hear it.
And it just becomes noise in the room that
Can
I want to
imagine,
stop.
You imagine Anderson, they're like, hey, it looks like the world's actually round. Bullshit!
Yeah, I would say that,
it's
for sure.
It's flat!
Yeah.
Then he's in a plane and he's like, I rescind what I said earlier.
I don't think that was the same era.
I'd be making fun of Columbus. I'd be like, you're an idiot. But he was talking
Good
a couple
luck,
weeks
and
ago.
6 months later, can I move there?
About Mr. Plinkett.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Harry or Henry? Harry? Anyways, Mr. Plinkett, who is a very funny man.
I haven't seen it yet.
And I can't get enough. I am driving around in my car with the YouTube flowing through my phone, listening to Mr. Plinkett. I got to tell you, it's dark as shit, and it kind of caught me off guard a little bit. Actually, I reviewed it on the Film Vault this week. It's the first time I've ever reviewed a review. It was pretty strange.
How did you discover it?
My friend Paul.
It's been around since like 2009.
I'm upset with myself for not getting into it yet.
Now, Star Wars, you're going to get into that, right, when the new one comes out. And like, part of me was like, fuck, am I really going to go back and watch all of the horrific like re-releases of the originals that I grew up with?
I wouldn't
loved,
do that if I were you.
That he ruined. Like, he ruined them.
Okay,
ruined
let, I don't want to go that far. He didn't ruin them. He did not live up to the expectations of
the No, I'm talking
the
about
first...
The first three
oh,
that
yeah.
I watched
oh,
when I
yeah.
was a kid.
Yeah, it's tough.
And now you can't even find them anymore in their original form.
Can't find them. You got to buy them on Laserdisc somewhere.
They got the digital
maybe.
Bullshit all over it.
eBay.
Go on the internet. Go on a torrent site.
I don't know where to do that. Can you send me a link to that?
People know our P.O. box. Hook us up, people.
Send us torrents.
I would love to have those original versions.
I guess there's a guy, it's actually Logan was talking about it, and I'd read about it somewhere, but there is a guy, or maybe a team of people, who are rebuilding them somehow and stripping away the new bullshit that he added, so you can get the originals in their original form. Like it's called Project Star Wars, something.
You know, those guys are really doing a lot of work for nothing when there's the original version out there floating around. I saw the Laserdisc on eBay one time.
Yeah, but I
you could make a digital copy
of
that.
Yeah, I guess you could. I think, but then it would pause in the middle.
What I'm saying is you have to digitize it and then you recut it.
So this guy named Mike Stolaska, I think it is, his Stakals, he created this character, Mr. Plinkett. I guess he began by doing a few like Star Trek. He's a huge Star Trek nerd, and he did a few Star Trek reviews back in like a number of years ago. And then he did one of the new Star Wars movie. Phantom Menace. And I can't get enough. And now there's 45 minutes left of the last one, and I'm savoring.
So is it all audio, or is he showing the movie?
It's all visual. It's like a documentary, and you go on IMDb, and the description is a serial killer criticizes all that is wrong with the new Star Wars movies.
Mike, it's like if a person made a documentary about like what's wrong with all your music or all your 5 minutes with mics, and if I was George Lucas and I watched that, I'd just be like,
he probably doesn't know what exists.
I'm gonna hang myself.
I'm so bummed I didn't take the time to watch it yet.
No, you got time. So what I'm saying is like you gotta get pumped up for the new Star Wars, right? Yeah. Don't go back and watch like the new ones or even the original. Just watch this. This will get you back in the mood.
Okay.
And it's gonna let you know just how great this new one, because J.J. Abrams is going to, he's gonna nail it. At least compared to the last three.
He's got to.
And his voice like takes some getting used to. You told me that. Like they say that he's on Wikipedia. They describe it and accurately as a cross between Dan Aykroyd from Blues Brothers and Buffalo Bill from Sons of the Lambs.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
But like when he's questioning things, like I thought they said that this movie was for children, and then it'll like show like Jar Jar Binks, and like, you just hear him saying, "Oh yeah."
That's pretty good.
He could have just done like a straight review and it would have been riveting, right? Because he's so spot on and he's so insightful with so much stuff. Like he's like, this character's called a protagonist. Because he pretends like he doesn't know how to.
Except this movie doesn't have any.
Oh, no protagonist.
Now you understand when I came in, my sheer like
I barely
I
heard
don't
you
understand what happened between the original three and then these new ones. Like what happened to George Lucas?
Oh, and he just mispronounces names without like any care in the world. And there's like really great horrible editing. He's like, it's not that hard to write. It's like making mashed potatoes. You boil the water, you put it, and then it just cuts off to the next thing. Part one.
I think I know what's wrong with George Lucas. I think he is the perfect example of somebody that works best when things are not going, when he is under pressure. And
what are you saying?
What I'm saying is when he made like American Graffiti and
when he was young and hungry,
Star Wars,
he had something to prove.
More than that, he had pressure from people on studio people and stuff, given it, and he was not in control.
Autonomy doesn't suit him, is what you're saying.
Absolutely not. Or so, Steven Spielberg, it does.
But he's panders.
How uncomfortable all those cuts to like him like talking to people?
Yeah, because he uses all like the extras and the featurettes from the new movies. I mean, he just uses everything and gets away with it somehow. And like it's been around since 2009, and most of like the Star Wars nerds have seen it, and you know, I think it had like 5 million views or something like that.
Yeah.
So this isn't a new thing by any means, but still too many people. If I have not seen this or even heard of it until Tyler brought it in.
I hadn't either, and now I'm bummed out that I didn't sit.
Well, it's not like not playing in theaters anymore. It's on your YouTube.
It's on the YouTubes, buddy.
So the first one's in seven parts.
I'm bummed that you told me about it like 3 weeks ago and I haven't watched it yet, and I could have just taken my regular work that pays the bills and thrown that in the trash and sat there for 7 hours watching this.
I thought we established you don't like money.
I watched 2.5 hours. I can't get enough. I can't. So what I was starting to say,
I got
to
get into this now.
He could have just done it straightforward, like with his own voice, as Mike Stolaska.
I'll stay up all night.
Or he could have done it like a shitty like review without much insight, as like this weird serial killer. But the fact that they both work, I mean, some of the jokes are total clunkers.
Yeah.
And it goes a little far, like where he's got like a woman in his basement. He goes down there to show that how his like nieces and nephews come over and play with all the Star Wars shit. Like, man, look at this. And he goes down to the basement. There's a woman tied up in the corner. Please, mister, let me go.
And he shot that?
Yeah, it's all like part of the movie.
Yeah. And
but
that,
you don't see him. You just see his hands.
That story even has an arc, too. By the end, when you get to his review of episode 3, there's a whole arc that comes to fruition with his serial killer character.
Yeah.
It has more of a story.
It does. It kind of has more of a story than Star Wars.
God damn it. I can't believe I haven't watched that, and I haven't watched Empire, and I got to keep HBO now because Game of Thrones is coming back.
Mr. Plinkett.
Life is falling apart.
So how was your Thanksgiving, guys?
It was good. Mine was good.
Mine was very chill. I only had one this year. My parents just like ran away, so that they didn't have to deal with my family.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'd like to run away if I had any money.
If only there was a way you could get a quick
$250. There's only a way.
Just a quick $200 would change Mike's life.
How was Big Bear?
It was great.
Turkeys in the trash?
No, I was going to take a picture, but it wasn't my turkey to throw away, so I didn't do that. I wanted to take a picture, though, and, like, you know, Instagram it and say, hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Couldn't you just wait till everyone is out of the room and then set it in the trash, take a picture, and put it back on the table?
Too much work.
Torches.
Yeah, you're right.
Too much work.
You're right.
Yeah, it was great, though. It snowed almost the entire time I was there. Yeah, it was great. And
that's awesome.
I don't know if you guys saw the picture that I took, but I'm not good on social media, but I Instagrammed this picture of snow going right up to the back of my cabin.
You take a selfie?
And it's horrifying because there's these tracks, and I have no idea what they were, and I really don't know what they were. And someone's like, "Oh, that's a dog or some other
big bear."
It was that bear from.
I'll show you.
Bear from Revenant.
Real quick, guys. The picture.
Yearning for that man ass.
And somebody wrote, "That's
he got the part and he got a taste, and now he wants more."
Somebody wrote, "That's dignity walking away," and I was like, "That's really hurtful."
Honey.
Why are people so hurtful?
Come here, Christopher Robin.
Why are you talking about that again? Okay, I know that I'm doing visuals, but I mean, look at the little prints, and you'll notice that, like, because anything that walks, like, you'll see like one print, then the next print.
Yeah.
It's like 2 feet are going at the same time, like next to each other. Imagine like a four-legged thing using like its right front leg and its right hind leg at the same time.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like a weird like skinny little deer that's like ping ping.
I got to say,
I didn't hear that sound. I did not hear that. So maybe
it's probably unexplained. And thanks for listening to Coast to Coast.
It scared me. It really did. It kind of freaked me out.
Or, you know what it could be? Huh. It kind of looks like a double barrel shotgun that someone's like.
Yeah. Like using it, as a
it
cane.
Looks like something using as a cane. As it does look like
it could be. Or like it could be.
There's no simple explanation. There's none.
Maybe it's a little. Marmot wearing like snowshoes,
but still marmots don't walk that way.
How about I figured it out. Thanks. You're welcome. I mean, I'm Dick Tracy of Snow Tracks.
Yes.
First of all,
I need a tree.
This picture was taken in the 20s because it's black and white.
It's not black and white. That's not even. I don't even know if there's a filter on that. It's just nighttime in the snow.
This is simple. It's a rabbit with a hurt leg.
It's something with a hurt leg or something.
Yeah.
And there's small little tracks too.
I was joking, but I'm probably right.
I was joking.
It's a rabbit who's hopping on one leg because the other leg he sprained it running away from a bear.
Girls like it when you roll around and then grouse with them, but not when they're drugged and unconscious.
So uncomfortable,
Mr. Plinkett.
I got to get home and watch that now.
So most disappointing thing, this is my son, and my son hung himself in the gas station bathroom. But these things are going to be around forever. How have I spent the last 6 years of my life without him in it?
I don't know.
Fuck.
You've wasted it.
I'm good for something every now and then.
Every now and again, the superfluousness just drops off for a moment.
Okay, my friend Paul is good for something every now and then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby. Hey, Tyler.
What?
That kind of made me nervous. I don't like the sound of it.
It sounded like a stinger on a radio station.
The only thing that's close to as good as Plinkett right now for me in my life, other than my wife and my friends and family.
She's close.
Billy Keckner. Eichner. Billy Eichner.
Billy Keckner.
I know. I'm terrible names. Billy Eichner.
David's brother.
Billy on the Street.
Is the best.
Hit his most recent episode with Julian Moore. If you guys are not watching Billy on the Street.
I'm not.
I don't watch the full episodes. Usually I just see the clips online. Like,
why does everyone just watch online? It's what everyone does now. It comes on like right after Impractical Jokers.
What station is that on?
It's on True TV. And the full 30 minutes. You need to watch that because he comes back around.
Okay. My friend produces that show and I haven't watched it yet.
Dave Becky?
You should
someone else. Is he a producer?
Block them before you post this episode.
David Keichner?
Is he a producer of that show?
Billy Eichner? Is who a producer?
Dave.
Dave who?
Becky, he might be.
I'm going to kill myself.
Oh, is he a producer on that show? He's a producer in real life, and he's a friend of yours.
No,
that's why I guess.
No,
that.
It's not him. It's
I have not seen his name.
Why does anyone listen to this show?
I don't know. Because of all our great...
Guys, come on. Is the show... How's the health of the show, you guys? Honestly. How's it doing? Are we all right?
Answer.
We're like a disease that won't go away at this point.
Yeah. but not quite as bad as AIDS.
Michael, you just made it dark. So I haven't skied since February
2013. Oh, you skied?
Yes. I haven't skied since February 2013, right? Long time.
Okay.
Oh, I was excited when it was snowing. I'm like, I might come back with a sweet snow chain story. But I didn't need it.
Did you take your board, brah?
My skateboard?
Yeah.
I was skating in the snow, and it was
pretty
tight.
Hell yeah.
Jillian's family was so confused. Like, I came back in, I was covered in snow, and I was mall grabbing.
Oh,
and man. I walk in.
Her dad's like, mall grabbing's for pabs.
To their cabin, and Jillian's mom looks at Jillian. She goes, why is he holding a skateboard? And she's like, because he was just out skating. He skates? She was like disappointed, like rethinking our entire relationship. I'm standing right there. So I haven't skied since then.
You should have put on some of those shoes with big springs on the bottom.
I'm going back out.
Moon shoes?
The moon shoes. Right there. When I was doing
short-lived
a lot of math,
invention.
I was living with a girl. This is
2 years ago?
1994.
Right? You sure you were living with a girl?
Yeah.
Because meth does funny things to your brain.
She moved me out. She didn't like me living with her. And she moved me out. She's the one that, like, I came home one day and all my stuff was out front, including I had one thing in the fridge because I did a lot of meth. So I had a little snack pack, like one of those puddings. And that was, like, on top of my dresser out in front of her.
Oh, my God, that's so sad.
That's how you know you're really out.
Yeah.
And I was reading these books about, like, past lives.
And you're like, I think I left it. It's in the drawer.
I was reading all about, like, how we have, like, many lives and we're reincarnated. And I was kind of, like, wanting to buy all that. And I was trying to get in shape, and I remember I had plans because she lived right by this big, like, undeveloped field.
Yeah.
And I had real plans of buying those moon, like, bouncy shoes and just jogging through.
Oh, yeah. Good plans. Good plans.
I visualized it and everything. I just never followed through.
911, what's your emergency? There's a shirtless man screaming. I think he has a snake tattoo, and he's running around a field in some sort of moon shoe.
Aren't drugs funny what they do to you?
We'll send someone right over.
Her name was Melissa, and the final straw was I got frustrated because we were both
and
tried
he's
to
eating a snack pack.
Sitting on top of furniture in the street.
So he's yelling something about reincarnation.
When you said she helped move you out, you mean by she did the first 20 feet.
She didn't help me move out. She moved me out. Like, I came home.
So now you are out.
She helped move you out like a tsunami helps move.
Was it a house?
She said it was because I got violent, which I kind of did.
Was it a house or an apartment?
It was like a condo.
I just saved you from Bill Cosby and yourself into a corner.
What?
Why? What?
By stopping you at the... She said it's because I got violent.
Oh,
and
no, no.
I kind of did.
Well, I kind of did. You can't just leave it like that.
Was that a pudding snack pack joke?
We were trying to, like... We slept in the same bed.
No, I didn't want him to accidentally spill the beans about something he doesn't want to have follow him around, like that he's a domestic abuser.
I was on a lot of drugs, and I had a temper, right?
And the pudding,
never struck.
And the moon boots.
Well, Bill Cosby was on a lot of hormones, and he has a boner.
That one
girl
was trying to gouge my eyes out when I was driving, and the car was going sideways, and I did swing to get her off of me, remember?
Yeah.
And then she told all the gangsters at school that... She told me that she was pregnant and then I punched her in the stomach, which was a total fabrication. But
then they all high-fived
you. And they all came up to you like,
ASA, like, we didn't like you before. We were going to jump you.
I got a problem with my chica.
Yeah, that's a different chick, though. That's the one that ended up going
down the stairs. What's better, punching him in the stomach or pushing him down the stairs?
How much you charge, eh?
Because stomach's more centralized. Stairs is like too much.
Stairs, you might break their neck.
Yeah, kneecaps.
Speaking of stairs, Empire.
Yeah, all right, Tata.
They can lose the baby when they're in the hospital getting their neck repaired.
Pushing the... All right, what are we doing? This is getting dark, guys.
Well, let's get back to the bear.
The girl that I punched in the car that told the husband, the gangsters.
Yeah.
She's the one that got passed around.
Oh, wait,
by
were they gangsters or were they like 40s gangsters?
They were like drive-by dudes.
Yeah, they're probably
40s drive-bys.
Gangsters.
We'll fix it, see?
No, they weren't that. They didn't wear zoot suits. That's the second time we talked zoot suits on the show, or am I having an aneurysm?
I don't know, but if we do again, I'm going to have a zoot. I
don't
give up. I'm not going to say that
I
joke.
I don't remember ever talking about zoot suits, and I'll tell you something about zoot suits.
Okay, please do.
There is a zoot suit store on Harbor Boulevard, and I used to drive past it all the time, and
what
I would just
Harbor
go,
Harbor Boulevard? Am I supposed to? Oh, by Disneyland.
Who goes in there and buys a fucking
house.
Zoot suit? Who wears a zoot suit?
People. Like, I had an idiot friend who,
but
for
where,
prom, he wore a zoot suit, and he thought he was so
if
cool.
If I had a zoot suit store, I would call it Zoot Suit Try It. Zoot Suit Try It. Try It.
Tyler.
What? That's a fucking good...
Are you
good...
broken? Are you,
what?
No, it's not.
You're
are
basing
you
it on one song, but only in Southern California.
Why is that only in Southern California?
I don't think that song was national, was
Zoot Suit
it?
Riot, absolutely.
What? Like songs are just local?
Yeah, Chumbawamba was songs only in Los Angeles.
Some are.
If you're hearing it out here on the radio, you're hearing it everywhere.
That's right.
It.
If you're hearing it on Weasel Fucker in the morning, you know it's only the hottest hits.
Zoot Suit Try It, really?
Yeah, that's a good fucking name for the Zoot Suit store. What would you call your Zoot Suit store?
It sounds like your return policy is too liberal. I don't like it.
That's why people like, that's why we're the number one Zoot Suit seller.
I feel like this, the lights need to be shut down a little bit. A little bit, right?
Shut them down.
Oh, he sounded just like Mr. Blinkett.
He also sounded like a stinger again. We got some like radio production going on in here.
Let me just clarify, all right? The girl that I punched in the stomach, this sounds so wrong, who was trying to make me crash because I was stupidly trying to break up with her.
Shut up, my
dad's brand new car. I took it out for a spin, and I was an idiot. And I'm like, hey, this is a good time to break up with this girl as I'm driving my dad's new car that he just got yesterday. And she like my the car was going sideways as she was like just wailing on me. And I
What'd you do to get the wailing started?
I was trying to break up with her.
Oh.
Which is really, you know, it wasn't
said,
a time.
There she blows.
When it just hits you, and where you're like, oh, you know what? I could do it right now. I could do it. I got bought.
I can't say because I've never done it.
So I was driving my dad's car.
1800s wailing joke for you.
So that's the.
Hey, I'm going to break up with you. I don't want to break up. Well, let me punch you and see how you feel then.
What about harpooning? What? What'd you say?
He said, what did you do to get her to start wailing
on
you?
All right, stop wailing. God, this show, guys. The worst we've done in forever.
Let's start over.
I feel like maybe we should.
All right, delete it all. No, don't.
Make a sound effect that deleting. Christ, we're that show right now.
I've got the cure for what ails ya.
What are you doing?
What is that?
That's the radio show. It's not me.
So the other girl that moved me out, I feel like we've done this before, but I just want to clarify. I can't just leave it out there that, like, you know, she kicked me out for being kind of violent.
So how far along was she in the pregnancy?
The girl who I hit my dad's car in the stomach by mistake. I was just waiting. We were almost crashing. Yeah. I swear to God, we were sideways. She was not pregnant, Michael. All right.
Okay.
She made that story up to tell all our gangster friends at school the next day, the Houston Hoods, who then chased me and made my life hell for 3 years.
The Houston Hoods in the Valley. That's so far from Houston.
They lived on Houston in Thousand Oaks. All right. And
shout out.
Actual drive.
We all live on
there
the
was actual drive bys
street.
And stuff. And there's like.
Shout out.
The other girl that I live with,
we
who
should
also,
Google
she
that
also,
before we upload this podcast.
She also
I'm calling
knew some,
this episode Fuck the Houston Hoods.
Well, don't say that. Really. Seriously, don't say that.
In quotes, and then it's attributed to an idiot.
Who's you?
No. Like I'm. This is someone else. We're on their side.
The Houston. What if they move? Now we're the Moore Park Hoods.
No, it was the Party Boys.
What?
No, the party Newberry boys? Park no. Party Boys.
That's...
That sounds super.
And then there was Midtown
gay.
Up in Ventura. They used to cause a lot of trouble. I don't know if any of these gangs are still around. This was 90s talk. But the other girl who I live with who moved my pudding outside.
I was on a lot of math. P.O. box.
And I was trying to live in this her little apartment or her condo. And we slept on, like, I swear to God, it was like a twin size bed. Yeah. And like. We were getting little arguments, and we were having a fight, and I remember, like, my long Kurt Cobain hair was, like, scratching the side of my messed-out face, and I was just really upset. Like, I was getting really frustrated, and I punched, like, the side of the wall with the side of my hand, but it was kind of like a cheaply made place, so my hand kind of went through the wall.
And she owned that condo?
Yeah.
Well, that's not too shabby.
And then I went to work the next day and came back, and locks changed. But we're still very good friends.
Sad.
Yeah, we're
that's
actually
weird.
She was the voice of the Dr. Drew daytime show.
Do you think of her every
years
time
later.
Every time you see snack packs?
Or you punch a wall?
She lives in New Mexico now, and she sends me pictures of actual locations of Breaking Bad. It's pretty sweet.
I thought you were going to say that you cut her twin mattress in half to make moon shoes.
To make moon that's a single.
In a fit of methed out rage.
That would have been much better than just punching a wall.
I slept on a twin mattress with somebody for a while, and it was so small.
Yeah, it's not feasible.
It's like a children's mattress.
It's small for a small child.
Why is it called twin?
Because you're supposed to put two of them next to each other
to make a regular mattress.
Mm-hmm. And Europe, here's what they do: they take twins, they stick them next to each other, and then
they
both,
make them fuck for $2,000 US.
Both beds get their own comforter too. Jillian loved it because that was never like we're never fighting for comforters. And then if you guys get a fight, if you get in a fight with your missus, you can easily just split the beds to the other sides of the room. It's pretty genius.
And if you sleep on your stomach, you can put your penis in the crack.
You could do that. Yes, you could.
Sticking dicks in the bed crack.
Tyler, why are we a morning show?
I don't know. Like, well, call in right now. What if I do? What if you've been fucking your mattress?
Somebody's probably listening, going, I'm not listening in the morning.
So Billy on the Street, he had Julianne Moore on this week, and it was fantabulous.
Yeah. She'll act for you for a dollar.
Like, you know where, like, all the, like, we have Hollywood and Highland?
Yeah.
Like, in Times Square, they got the same thing where a bunch of idiots dress up like superheroes, and they try, you know, for tips, they'll have your picture taken with you.
Yep.
And Billy Eichner was just going up with Julianne Moore saying, no, Spider-Man, get out of here. And it's like pushing him out of the frame.
Fuck Spider-Man.
Spider-Man was like so upset too. He's like, could New York, they get away with murder. They can just shoot people with cameras and they don't have to get releases or anything. There's so many people on the show they have no idea they're on the show. It's fantastic.
Why? Is the cameraman hidden?
No, but I mean, they just see a guy with a camera and they see a guy with a microphone. They don't know that it's actually a TV show. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
There's a lot of people doing that.
It's just a guy with Julianne Moore cruising.
Running around. It's just him with a camera guy, and I'm sure there's a couple producers, but he's got the microphone, the only microphone. It's really shitty sound. And he's like, fuck Spider-Man. I got Julianne Moore. She'll cry for you on cue.
For a dollar.
And then Julianne Moore's sitting there acting her balls off.
They're like, where is this dollar going? He's like, to Julianne Moore's bank account, you idiot.
So good. So good.
Now I got to watch it. Shit. True TV.
You're not going to watch anything.
What channel is that?
$4.99.
You'd probably like Lizard Lick Towing the best.
What?
Don't watch that show.
Lizard Lick Towing?
Yeah. It's like a reality show about a towing company, except it's totally fake.
Oh. Lizard Lick Towing. Okay.
Yeah. It's responsible for one of the best clips of a reality show.
But it's a fake reality show,
see.
Right?
That clip is fake.
It's the whole
show
fake, right?
Where the karate guy comes out and beats.
No, not that one. I'm talking about the one where I think her name's Bernice. She falls off like the third story of a parking structure. And then she comes back for revenge when you would be dead in real life.
The whole show's fake, though.
Yeah.
It's all casted. Yeah, it's all fake.
Oh. Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah, I know.
I used to watch something where there was promos for it all the time.
Is that the clip I'm thinking of, though, from that show?
I don't know.
Where the karate guy comes out and you can't tow that car and he just starts beating the shit out of the guy?
No, but probably it's the same show. It's not the same clip, but it's probably the same show.
You know, you guys ever watch Cheaters?
Mm.
You ever seen the one where he got stabbed?
Nope.
No.
It's pretty sweet.
No.
He was on a boat and he got stabbed right in the gut.
When Cheaters on TV, it usually means you're either up too late or you're at home when you shouldn't be.
Uh-huh.
Or you're watching TV in your car waiting for your girlfriend to...
That's true.
Or you're looking for yourself.
There's one time it's acceptable to be watching Cheaters, and that's when you're watching the security cam that's actually doing the investigation.
That's right.
Is it freezing in there?
It's pretty cold.
It's pretty fucking cold.
Yeah, Big Bear. It's like Big Bear.
All right, so I haven't skied since 2013, right? Mm. February 2013.
Bring it back. Nice.
That was the second time that I'd ever been skiing. February 2013. Oh, wait, third time.
Did you get any training for skiing?
No.
You don't need training.
Strapped on skis.
You don't need training.
So I went once with my...
You get two 2x4s, you strap them to your feet, and you go down the mountain.
I remember when I was 5, I went with my dad, and I freaked out because the boots were way too small, and I broke the ski, and I never actually
skied. Any fucking moron can ski.
And then I went back as a 7th grader.
I just wanted to get skiers up. What? You don't know what you're talking about.
I went back as a 12-year-old, and it was fucking awesome. I'm like, why don't I do this every single day?
I did that, too.
It was the greatest thing ever.
I skied when I was like 12 or 13, and I thought it was the greatest thing of all time.
I got on the lift. I'm like, they actually let you sit on a lift?
I skied 3 times in 1 month, and then I never skied again since then.
And the next time I went skiing.
And then he got a root beer float.
February 2013.
I think I was 16, actually.
Close to 3 years ago, last time I skied.
Not 12.
You still got it?
For the
natural?
So I'm up there with Paulie, my brother-in-law mm-hmm. from Long Island. I mean, he sounds just like Marky Mark, and he's all gung ho to go because he's got two kids.
Gotta get
now,
you out of the snow, kid.
And he's never he never gets you know he's always you know he,
yeah, yeah
he's
you
got the kids
away.
Now yeah. he's a family man.
People say so kids are nothing but a burden.
And he's got a snowboard, and he's like gung ho. Plus he works on boilers and
gung-ho,
stuff.
Gung
so
ho like usually, the Tom Hanks movie.
He starts working. No, isn't it Michael Keaton?
Oh yeah, you're right.
So he starts working at like 4 in the morning. So like he's always up early naturally. So he's at the up at the mountain like waiting for the lift to open, right? So
what time does it open?
Like 8:30 or something. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Is he waiting for a fucking Iron Maiden tickets or something?
Julian and I roll out of bed around 11 and then we meet him up there.
Yeah, literally roll out of bed.
Pretty much. And I got the skis. I'm thinking, I'll take it easy.
Did you rent them?
Yeah, you rent them in town though for like $25. And
you didn't take the decorative ones off the walls.
And then when you return them, you put them through that giant slot in the wall.
No, it's not like DVDs.
Red box.
So there's only like 3 lifts open, which is kind of upsetting. And it's snowing, and they got the snow fucking makers on, right?
Hell yeah.
And there's snowboarders just everywhere. Like I've decided, I gotta just become a snowboarder
Shredding,
now. Yeah. Yep. There's like 90 percent of them are snowboarders.
We should just go up there with garbage can lids and slide down.
I don't think they would allow that. So
that's why we're Paul being meets rebellious. Us there.
Paul's all excited. He's got a beer in his hand, and it's like blizzard conditions. It's just like dark and snowy, right? It's insane. And I got the skis on. I'm just happy that I actually got the boots on because the boots take 10 minutes.
You have warm enough clothes for that?
Yeah, I bundled up with all my winter gear. Yeah. So I'm talking to Paul, and he's all excited, and he's leading us over to the lift. Get in line. It's about a 15-minute line. Not too bad. And I'm just like, you know,
it's
trying to stand. It's been almost 3 years. And we get on the lift. We start going up.
No worries, bro.
Terrifying.
And a lot of that's going on below us.
Terrifying.
I'm noticing, too, what else is cool is I did not see two snowboards that were the same.
Like vaping.
Do they ever make snowboards two of the same kind? Ever?
No. They're all snowflakes.
They're all bespoke.
They're all like snowflakes. Yeah. So we keep going up and up and fucking up. And we go to the top of the mountain. I'm like, hey, Paul, what is this run you got us here? He's like, it's like...
Black Diamond.
It's called the Devil's Anus.
The one right before Black Diamond. Like right underneath Black Diamond.
Black Diamond! Half Black Diamond?
It was like the hardest run they had going that day. Like the most advanced run. So I'm like, I can barely get off the lift and still stand because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And it's been 3 years and I've only done this twice. Horrifying, right? Jillian grew up skiing with her dad, so she's fine.
Yeti walks by, fucking good look.
And I look down and it's fucking steep as shit, guys.
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah.
And all I know is French fries pizza, right?
Nope.
Pizza is like where you make a triangle and that's how you stop. Okay. French fries is where you make them parallel. And there's just shredders all over me. And there's nothing but like fucking moguls and jumps.
Yeah.
And like shredding, like they should have bars in the middle where you're trying to ski down, and all of a sudden there'd just be like something for like the shredders to shred on.
Wearing some terrible like 1980s snowsuit.
I will show you a picture.
Then James Bond comes flying off the roof of the fucking.
Yeah. With the helicopter chasing him, right?
Yep.
Which one was that?
Moonraker, possibly. No. It was was it Roger Moore?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't remember which
Roger
one.
Moore feels like a skiing Bond.
Man with the Golden Gun, possibly.
I don't know if I should be showing you this.
Right. Anderson in ski clothes. Are you wearing Levi's?
No, it's like they're ski pants that I borrowed from Jillian's dad.
Yeah?
He's like, "Chitty-o, mate.
There you
Pop these on.
You're like,
do they fit?" So I'm trying my best to do pizza and just not bail because the first part of this run is fucking insane. It's really, really steep, guys. Yeah.
Is it Progression Alley? Is that where
that's
you're going
that's down? About a third of the way down.
Oh.
Now, that picture was taken about 5 minutes after I dislocated my shoulder.
Oh!
Like, how? That was your first run?
I mean, look, I got this all this shit on.
I was wondering what that
I thought
was.
That was just like a fashion thing.
No, KT Tape does a lot of good.
Does it work?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's what the volleyball players wear, right? During the Summer Olympics?
When they get like fucked up and they get...
How'd you know where to put it?
They got videos and everything. KT Tape. There's two T's. If you got like pulled hamstrings or muscles or anything, it's like $20 on Amazon. And this is like a non-ad, but it's an actual... we're not getting paid, but it's great stuff. And they gave you a bunch of strips and it was stretchy and it gives you support and... My shoulder, like it was waking me up in the middle of the night for the first 3 nights, and now it feels much better. But I head first, dove, probably a good 10, 15 feet, and I looked up, my skis were 10, 15 feet behind me.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And I had to scoot down on my ass with my shoulder like hanging, and I had to squish it back in like Lethal Weapon style. It was awful.
I didn't expect this story after you seemed so joyous about explaining.
I ended up going down that same run like four more times later in the day.
With your fucked up arm?
Yeah, well,
you guys,
I had
the greatest time. I went skiing, but let me tell you what really happened.
Who popped
my
it in?
My penis got caught in the stump of a tree and
so I was like,
torn clean off.
The fucking skis crossed, and I'm like, all right, that's it. I'm going. Here
KT
I go.
Tape.
And
put
I just hear
on.
People shredding left and right, like all by me and over me. And I just go head first.
Over
put my hands
you.
Out. Oh, yeah. People are just bunny hopping.
This is a fucking movie or something?
There was so much shredding going on, and they have no qualms with saying, you fucking shred today, bro? I was shredding so hard out there, bruh.
Dude, I was shredding over dude. They just look at it.
I heard the chick at Del Taco say that.
So I put my arms out, and then I could feel it.
Shredding cheese.
I dislocated it like...
That was upsetting.
11 times in football, so I know exactly what it feels like. You could hear it. But it's not like...
11 times?
11 times.
Did you have little stickers on your helmet, but it was pretty...
I kept track because I'm like, all right, Dad, I got to go see the doctor for real now. Because
I
got to
be honest, after the fourth or fifth time, I would be like, maybe... Tennis?
They said major reconstructive surgery or quit football. I'm like, I'm out. And that's when I started growing the hair.
Good call.
Good call.
Started growing the hair and dreaming of moon boots.
Got some meth, and I went over and got me a girlfriend.
Hey. Turned into a bashing session.
Punch her in the stomach.
The worst thing that happened in the entire weekend, I was in the locker room.
You survived?
I was in the locker room, and these guys were talking about shredding, and I fucking can't wait to get back to that hot. Dude, I can hear the hot tub calling my name, bro. But you know, I'll be shredding tomorrow.
What is your name?
And then they started singing Dayman, and with those two worlds colliding,
Dayman.
It was really upsetting, Michael. Do you even know what that means?
No, but I can share the upsetness with you because I too once hurt my shoulder.
Did you?
No,
let's talk
just
about
trying to bond.
He's saying the people he hated were also singing something he loves.
Yeah, it's awful when that.
What
when
song
that
is that?
It'd be like some asshole was cutting off traffic and then he started singing Neil Diamond to you.
It's just like that.
Yeah, it would wash away the anger, probably.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, it's
got
but,
it.
You know, a lot of bros like that show. I get it.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If there was video of this, like it could show up like on Tosh.0 of me bailing. Even though a lot of people bail, I saw one guy we thought he was dead because they have serious like launch ramps like where people will get like 15, 20 feet of air, and this one guy landed directly on his back, and we saw it happening as we were like on the lift going over, and we went right over his like lifeless body, and his face was like blue purple.
Did you go by and like throw snow on him?
And then we skied down. This is the gnarly part, but after I got a hang of it and skied down by him, and the paramedics were all around him, and we saw him sit up, and I was very happy. And I only knocked over one snowboarder the whole time I was there.
Sorry, dude.
What the fuck?
Was it a kid? Was it a little kid?
No, it was a grown man.
No worries.
I haven't tried snowboarding. My sister loves it, though.
Should we try?
I hear it's very difficult.
I made a snowboard once.
But all skate. I bet we'd be good.
I made a snowboard.
I know, and you took it up to Mount Baldy. Okay. It's one of the saddest stories ever.
Oh, you remember this?
And every time I drive by Mount Baldy, I think of it.
How do you? Wow.
Let's just let's.
That like makes me sad, but happy too.
You guys, I have an idea for
this. I made a snowboard out of plywood,
and like I like bolted. I cut a belt in half and then bolted belts to it.
Did you try it?
He's like one of the little rascals.
But then there was like not really any snow. It was like mostly dirt and rocks. It didn't work.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a new idea for 2016.
What?
We blindly go into the snowboarding game. We buy three snowboards.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be our new skateboard.
Much more expensive.
What do we rent?
No, we buy. We buy. Top of the line. Snowboards, we go right to the top of the mountain and we start there.
Wait, can we rent? Are we going to look cool if we rent? Or is it going to just be like rental? Everyone's going to be like.
Spray it bright orange. Rental board!
Hey, you're not going to believe this, but I think I have a snowboard or two already.
Oh, actually, you can get a snowboard at Goodwill. Has them all the time. They're like $15.
Yeah. Really? Good ones?
Yeah. But I want a good one.
I don't know.
You know what the best part about snowboarding is going to be like not wearing those goddamn ski boots.
No, the best part is only carrying one thing instead of two. Yeah.
Oh, can we all grab them?
Two clumsy things.
The best part about snowboarding is fucking
waking
chicks
up.
And drinking Mountain Dew
and
vaping
shredding.
On the mountain, bro.
Yeah, the only problem is I have an aversion to
shredding
the cold.
Yeah.
I don't like touching snow and ice.
We got to snowboard with this guy. Tyler, we have to.
All right.
We got to take
it's
going to
cost me
I've
like 2,000 bucks.
No, why?
Him.
Why? We have a chance now.
Because I'm not going up the hill unless I have a matching ski outfit.
It's not that bad. We can get a cabin for like, we're going. This is our next. Oh! This is the next destination disaster. We have to do this.
Snowboarding.
Yes.
I think we should go to Mammoth.
Oh, and our next shirts could be like mall grabbing a snowboard.
Yeah.
You guys
skiing,
are not into it.
Snowboarding on a Mammoth.
Right now, Scott's like, motherfucker.
Wait, no.
I'm in.
We're anti-snowboard.
I need to go before March.
And we put skis crossing out the snowboard. Like they're Xing out the snowboard.
Let's Let's do it.
All right. What happened in the motorhome to...
it's later.
To wait, didn't I say forward you guys an email that we're going to cover on the show because I was too lazy to write back?
You did.
What?
Are you not getting my email?
Yeah,
did you get the email
one.
That I sent you last? That WeTransfer I sent you? The clown from camp doing all the puns for you?
No. I think you send things to my Hotmail that I haven't opened in years.
Tyler White. What is your email?
Taylor.
Wait. All right. Well, I'm missing the C part. I don't think you've gotten any of my goddamn emails for the
Tyler
last 2 years.
Tyler White out there thinks he's best pen pals with you.
We transferred you a giant video file last night.
You want me to read the whole thing or just get cut to the chase?
Cut to the chase. Because I got to get out of here.
All right, it's from Seth.
Seth Harper, right?
No.
First thing he says, don't Seth use Harper. My full name.
I hope it's not too late, Seth.
If you had 2 days in L.A. and had never been there before, what are some of the things you must do?
Uh-huh.
Also, looking for a hotel on the beach in the L.A. area.
No idea.
If you have any recommendations for that.
Sorry, we don't for that.
Wait, does it
what
say
was the
what
name
days?
Of the casino near Death Valley?
Long Street Casino, my
you
friend.
You can't do that in the 2 days that you're
here. He's going to be in Vegas, and then he's going to come out.
Oh.
Yeah, and I recommend you do go through
but
Death Valley.
But he says he's a big gambler, and I don't know if that's not the right
it's
casino.
Definitely not
if
the casino
he needs
if
to
you're
find Sergeant McAllister.
Unless you want to gamble with AIDS and go to that brothel.
I'm still waiting to hear what happened to Sergeant McAllister and why he was kidnapped and beaten and tortured.
By a bear.
Tyler. All right, is that it?
He wants us to recommend some stuff to do in Los Angeles. 2 days.
I just assume you're going to give him the itinerary of waking up at 8 a.m.
No, I'm going to tell you exactly what to do. Right, wake up early. Rent a snowboard. Go to Big Bear.
Shred. I guess if you've never been to L.A. before, you got to do the shit that everyone does.
I would do Sunset Boulevard.
You got to do Sunset.
Out the
you got to do Hollywood.
I would do Third Street Promenade.
You don't have to do Hollywood.
I would
you
not
gotta
do
see
Hollywood.
The Chinese Theater.
No,
you have to see the Chinese
no,
the Chinese
you
Theater
don't.
And the Hollywood sign are probably the two of the most iconic things you're going to see in all of L.A.
Okay, you can see the Hollywood sign from the car like everywhere.
You
know
and you can drive by the Chinese Theater, but you need to see it.
Go to the Griffith Observatory, and then you can see the Hollywood sign from there.
Where is he from?
If you do Hollywood Boulevard, do not get out of the car.
Yeah, you don't need to get out of the car.
Don't get out of the car. That's for damn sure.
Where does he want to go? I mean, where's he from?
Okay, let's see here.
And then you got to go to like Santa Monica Pier, I guess?
He's from Torrance.
But it's Seth.
Doesn't say where he's from.
I think he's one of the original mug buyers. Seth goes way back with us. Mm. I think Seth actually sent us the mugs. I think Seth's the one who sent us the mugs, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, big mistake.
Pretty sure, Seth.
Big mistake, Seth.
Yeah. All right, that's it. Show's over. Gotta go.
Oh.
Right?
We gave him zero information.
We told him.
We just said,
that's
this.
That's good information.
Go see the Jay Leno show.
No. Go. You know what I would do? Here's what I would do.
Is that still a thing?
If I wanted to give somebody a tour of Los Angeles, first thing I would do is I would take them on Runyon Canyon for the hike.
No. That kills like 3 hours of your day.
Yeah, that's too long. Yeah.
Okay, go to Griffith. Go to the Griffith Observatory.
That's kind
walk
of the same
around.
Thing, though.
Admire the Hollywood sign from that vantage point.
Griffith's not bad. It's not bad. It's not going to be too touristy, but it's still going to be packed.
And maybe,
especially if it's like some kind of supermoon or something, you go up there by mistake, which I've done before.
Supermoon. Me too. Yeah. If you want to hit the Getty, that's good.
And there's museums everywhere.
No, but I mean for the view. I'm not talking about for the
view's good, yeah.
The art.
I would try to hit...
You got to see the Chinese Theater, though. It's iconic.
No, you don't need to
Why
see it.
Why don't you? You don't have to see, like, the handprints and all that bullshit.
That's all there is to see there.
No, the facade is, like, one of the... to see with... It's like Hollywood's
Maybe
Eiffel Tower.
Maybe if you're big into, like, film...
Are you a big Intolerance fan?
What? If you're... What?
W.D. Griffith, no? He made Birth of a Nation. Then he made Tolerance. Right after Birth of a Nation, which is considered one of the most racist films in the history, but it was also the greatest movie ever made at the time. Mm. And that's
as
what,
most movies are.
That's
considered.
What Hollywood and Highland is. It's created on the after the sets of Intolerance.
No, I had no idea.
Big elephants and the Egyptian scroll.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you're a big Intolerance fan, you can go see that.
So the big Egyptian scroll isn't from Egypt?
No, like the elephants and all the Egyptian bullshit is from Intolerance.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. There's nothing to do in L.A.
L.A.'s kind of shit town.
Try to...
Kind of
like,
shit bag. You know what you do? Watch L.A. Los Angeles shoots itself.
Yeah.
Get some ideas from that.
Yeah, or watch L.A. Confidential.
Cruise? Do we think you should cruise the one? Little Malibu?
Oh, absolutely. You got to drive. You got to just drive the coast. What are we talking about?
Yeah, in fact, I would not even come to L.A.
Oh,
no.
Take Sunset all the way to the beach.
All the way
to the beach. You'll go through Beverly Hills.
And then hang a right, baby.
Hang a right. You'll be going through Malibu where you can't see shit because of all the rich fucks that have the houses on the cliffs.
Yep. And then
on the shore.
I would go up to like Point Dune.
Point Dune.
And then turn around.
And then turn around.
No.
Beautiful.
No.
Beautiful. Yeah, absolutely.
Keep going and go to the Madonna Inn.
No, settle down. We can't go to Madonna Inn. He's here for 2 days. And what are we, travel agents?
We'd be the worst travel agents.
Oh, we got to open shit. Fuck.
Constantly fighting.
All right, here's a letter. That's
okay. By the way, I'm a.
Questionable thing here is
I have something to plug. I'm doing. I'm going to play some music in front of people.
Oh,
if
cool.
Anyone buys tickets.
When's that?
December 26th.
Where?
At that little room next door to the Improv.
Why? What's such an odd date?
I don't know. I just wanted to do it and get it behind me.
That's good. It's kind of Sounds like self-sabotage to do it right after Christmas. I'll
oh
be there.
Oh my gosh, look at that. Tickets, three tickets for Knott's Berry Farm.
What?
That's where I'm going tomorrow now. Fuck you, Disneyland.
Hey.
Give me
the fuck
those.
You.
Holy shit. That is a very sweet and kind. Knott's Berry Farm's great.
Somebody sent me Coherence, which a lot of people have been telling me that I have to watch.
This will save you 300 and change right here.
Yeah, I know
Knott's
Tyler,
is great.
Tyler wants them.
I'll go.
Tyler wants them.
I'm assuming that's for the three of us to go.
Yeah, but one of them's going to Jillian tomorrow.
She's going by herself?
That's a good gift.
Video Warehouse from Georgia sent me Coherence, but there's no letter, so I can't thank whoever sent this, but thank
Wait,
you.
Wait, I've seen
sent
that.
This. Coherence?
It's on Netflix.
Is it?
Yeah. It's good.
You're not thinking of Compliant, are you? Different
no.
movie.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I've been told. It's a sci-fi movie, right? Coherence, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, open that thing and then I have to leave.
I have to leave first. All right, this is an Amazon box, but it's been reclosed, I think. So which that's kind of concerning. A little bit, but it's chock full. P.O. Box.
Who's it from?
Tarzana 570058. P.O. Box 570058. Tarzana 91357. Care of the After Disaster. And this is from. God, see, it's already been opened. That's
but who's
terrifying.
It from?
Amazon Fulfillment Center.
Maybe they opened it in the wake of the recent terrorist scares.
Rolos.
Oh, crack those open.
Of Rolos.
Holy shit. That's great.
Bean Boozled.
Oh,
oh no.
Someone sent me that. Someone, I forget her name. It. She tweeted and was like, I just heard the episode where someone already sent you these, and I'm so sorry.
You can give them to somebody else. I it was 2 days later, and I was still spitting stuff out.
I'll take
out.
A box to leave at the improv and see if somebody eats them.
All right, I do have to go.
All right, well, what are you going to... Wait, a gift for you. Hi, I'm a new listener and love your show so much. I have been catching up on old apps and I've been working...
I don't think she has a brain in
helping
here.
Work go by... I do, and I have a hard time reading. A VP at work came into my office during the wet t-shirt contest episode, and he was definitely not impressed. Ha ha. Yeah, she sent me a couple emails. Awkward timing. I didn't know what to get, but I wanted to send something to you. The cat dog ties. I thought that were funny and thought the JBs were fun. Cat dog ties? What you talking about? No cat dog ties. Alright.
Show's really over. Leaving?
Where are the cat dog ties?
See you later.
Did somebody open this and steal the cat dog ties?
Are you in somebody's final or...
Isn't that weird that you you suspected?
Or show
that it was already open?
Or show.
Yeah, you know.